you know, it's slightly surreal because you know their faces from all, you know, you see them all around and all the press, etc., etc. But there they are, and they're sort of walking up to you to shake your hand. But it's a busy day. We've got, you know, we had a job to do. So you mind, you focus on that, and you sort of crack on with it, really. And it's only afterwards you kind of think, ah, oh, I've just photographed the royal family.
Sure. And you often hear about the saying, never work with children. What was it actually like working with two-year-old Prince George?
Prince George was, he was in a terrific mood, as it were, the whole group. It was terribly easy. He seemed to be very fascinated by my lights and all the kit, and we fired a few frames off and he was, you know, gazing at those. Once he kind of got used to that, and I made a load of noise from the camera, he turned, looked to us, and within a few frames we got the one we actually used. And you know, once we, you know, I knew when I'd taken it, I thought that's probably a good one. And when it appeared on the monitors, you know, my team, Chelsea and Ian, turned and said, gave me a little nod. So we checked it out, checked it fitted the format with Marcus, and it did. So it was pretty much thumbs up, we're done. I think the picture pretty much expresses his mood that afternoon. So I don't know what he's like any other time, but for us, he was absolutely golden.
Fantastic. And how does it feel knowing this photo marks such a huge milestone, the Queen's 90th birthday?
Well, you know, I'm really honoured to have been trusted with this. You know, it's, yeah, it's a big deal for me. Very big deal.
Fantastic. And it was obviously taken last summer, so you must have been looking forward to this day for a very long time when, you know, the secret's finally out.
Yes, I've had to keep stum for, 18 months, actually, since we first started discussing it. Yes, I can now relax and talk about it.